Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. This is Norm coming to you from Kent Harp in Maryland. There's nothing but snow on the ground everywhere out here. I've got a chat session started, and I'm waiting for my first caller. Tonight, whose side are you on? Are you on Barack Obama, the new president of the United States' side? Or are you on Rush Limbaugh's side? It's a really hard choice to make, at least for some people. I'm not sure what side I'm on anymore. There are times when the president just flies me, and then he starts doing all the things he says he's going to do. I'm really kind of nervous about the President of the United States, because not because it's Barack Obama, but whoever holds the office, because it's just too God-blessed powerful. Barack Obama, it seems, doesn't want there to be any dissension as long as everybody's on his side. He may have a very thin skin. We'll see what the situation is. But if you're out there and you're listening to Norm tonight, why don't you just pick up your telephone, give me a call at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. While I'm waiting for my first caller, I am getting a little data here on my computer, and I got a couple of articles here. Whose side are you on? Maybe it should be Rush. You know what is really, according to me, what really stuns me is that Rush Limbaugh is the highest paid talk radio announcer in the country. I'm really surprised he makes more than Howard Stern, but I'm really not sure. According to some sources, when the president was on Capitol Hill today, he actually was supposed to have told Republican leaders, quote, "You just can't listen to Rush Limbaugh and get things done." Is that true? Can you listen to Rush Limbaugh and get things done? Should we be listening to Rush Limbaugh to get things done? This morning, Rush Limbaugh was asked for his thoughts on all this, and here's his response, quote, "There are two things going on here. One prong of the Great Unifier's plan is to isolate elected Republicans from their voters and supporters by making the argument about me, not about his plan. He's hoping these Republicans will also publicly denounce me and thus marginalize me. And who knows? Are ideological and philosophical ties enough to keep the GOP loyal to their voters? Meanwhile, the effort to foist all blame for this mess on the private sector continues unabated, when most of the blame for the current debacle can be laid at the feet of Congress and a couple of former presidents. And there is a strategic reason for this. If we don't get this done, the Democrats could lose seats and I could lose re-election, Limbaugh claims Obama is thinking. But we can't let people like Rush Limbaugh stall this. That's how things get done in this town. Well, you know what? I don't know. Should we even be worrying about Rush Limbaugh? Let me check. Now, remember, you can reach me at 347 845-6713. That's the call-in number tonight, and I seem to have a pretty good cell connection, so it shouldn't be too bad. I'm going to be here for another 55 minutes. What do you think about Barack Obama so far? What has the first week been like? It was a week ago today that he took the oath of office. He signed in executive orders. He's proposing things to the Congress. It seems like it's been a pretty good week. I am just very confused about a whole bunch of things. You know, I actually heard a story that people are complaining about Barack's connection to Saul Alinsky. Is there anybody out there who even knows who Saul Alinsky was? I mean, he was a community organizer who found ways to disrupt things. Rule 13, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Pick the target, freeze it, polarize it, personalize it, and polarize it. Now, that's what Rush Limbaugh claims Barack Obama is doing to him. You know, both these guys seem to be making it personal, and I don't really understand this. It's really hard to determine what's going on. I never, ever paid much attention, really, to Rush Limbaugh until he got into this fight with Obama. I don't know. I just don't quite understand what's going on. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Come on, somebody call in. Give me your feelings on this whole thing. What's the first week been like for Obama? Come on, all you Catholic March for Lifers. Give me a call. Tell me why this president's a baby killer and why we never should have elected him. I'm waiting for your call. Ginny, if you're out there, give me a call. 347-945-6713. Or come on in on the chat session if you can't get in on, if you don't want to pick up the telephone. I don't have anybody in here right now. The only person I have is me. Or if you feel like coming into me on Skype, you can all Skype me at BoogeCon. It's getting kind of lonely here. I sent out a couple of hundred invitations. I'd hope one of you people come on in. According to my Facebook, a lot of people are supposed to come in here to Norm tonight. So while I'm going to check exactly who's supposed to be here, why don't we come back with a little bit of...
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? the stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, wandering. If to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just...
All right, why can't somebody just give me a call? Come on, you confirmed guest. Call 347-945-6713 and you'll be on the Norm at Night Show. We can talk about Obama. It seems to be what everybody's talking about. Or we can just talk about good old times. Harry, if you're out there, give me a call. Connor Shaw, give me a call. Sharon, Lauren Novello, call me. Somebody give me a call. I need somebody to talk to. It's not a whole lot of fun talking to yourself. But let me just give you a little bit of background here. It seems that, we had a big, big snow day in Washington today. The weather was just brutal. Got me my first snow day off from work, although I'm pinned up here in Cat Harpin, snowed in, if you would. Actually, it really wasn't so bad. About, maybe 5 or 6 inches of snow fell out there, and hopefully we're going to get a day tomorrow that's going to be just about the same. The temperature stayed below freezing all day, so it is going to be a little miserable. I had a pretty good night having dinner tonight. I made myself some clam sauce, and to be perfectly honest, it came out pretty well. And I ate almost a full pound of linguine, so much for the diet. But I'm feeling pretty full right now. And I'd like to stay a little active. You know, one of the things that happened by making this show at 9 o'clock, I'm missing Fringe. And I like Fringe. I don't know how many of you out there watch Fringe, but if somebody doesn't start calling, I just may have to put the TV on and just keep watching it. It is utterly amazing to me how good the cell connection is tonight. But it is. And they're really, Fringe is like the X-Files on steroids, and it really is a cool show. So what are you all watching these days? Anything you want to talk about, 301-908-2996. I thought the phone would be ringing off the hook here with Obama now coming out in favor of so many things and so drastically reversing the course from George W. Bush. Maybe it's just that way because of, you know, everybody just hated him so much that nobody's really on Russia's side. I don't know. I know I'm not on Russia's side, but at the same time, I don't feel entirely comfortable with this new president of the United States. Oh, another button got pushed today. If you're out there, Patty, listening to the show, it looks like you just may get your voting rights for the District of Columbia. It looks like it just could pass this time, and then, of course, there'll be the court challenge. And that'll be really interesting. It really is a tough call. Sure, the Congress can just give out a vote to somebody to be a member of the Congress. The only people that are supposed to have votes in the Congress of the United States, in the House of Representatives, are indeed people elected by the people of a state. And the District of Columbia, in no way, shape, or form, is a state. I mean, let's face it, folks. We start giving the District of Columbia representation in the Congress. Why shouldn't we give New York City representation, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or any other large city in the United States? Maybe they can just secede from the states they're part of, and they can all have a citizen. You know, somebody said to me, well, actually, never mind. I've got no callers. I got nobody on the, chat line. I've got nobody on my Skype. I've got nobody on my instant messenger, although I don't really have instant messenger going on this computer. Come on, folks. Does nobody listen to the radio? Does nobody give me a call? I got 11 people said they're on the list for this show, and I'm not seeing any of them, or I'm not getting a single call. Come on, Dougie, pick up that phone. 347-945-6713. I got 11 confirms, 23 maybes, 46 said no, and 139 haven't replied. And those are private invitations to come on Norm at Night and talk about really whatever you want to. I'm very, very excited by the whole idea, you know, really. Andy, you gave me a topic for tonight's show, and it was a pretty interesting one, I have to admit. And I gave it a try, and it just doesn't seem to have excited any people out here. Rach, I really would like a call from you, you know, out there in Loyola. It would be a great pleasure to talk to you tonight on the show. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to hear from my old friend out there on the West Coast. He usually calls every week, and he's been Skyping me. Oh, I've got some big news to announce. Norman Constantine, yes, that's me, your host on Norm at Night, has been appointed varsity girls soccer coach at the school I teach at, and I'm finding that to be an exciting issue. And they're supposed to have a pretty good team, so we'll just see what happens out there. And high school soccer in the spring is going to be a little different switch for me, but I'm kind of excited. It doesn't appear that anybody's tuned in to Norm at Night tonight, and I find that really sad. I guess I should have locked on some music, but, you know, the whole PodSafe thing, I'm having some trouble getting my arm around that. You know, I'm reading Lawrence Lessig's The Future of Ideas, and it's really an interesting book talking about the, you know, again, the whole idea of copyright and free and knowledge and, you know, the really interesting thing that if you know something and I know it, it doesn't take anything away from your knowing it, and I find that to be a really interesting idea. How do you all feel about sharing? Ah, well, let's see. What else is happening in my life? Well, on Friday night, I went to a Robbie Burns party, and that was a really thrilling experience, especially since all the Scotch whiskey that was consumed made for a lot of very mellow people, let's just say. I actually got to be part of the procession of the Piping of the Haggis. You can go to the website, http://patty2.blogspot.com, and that's actually the Patty Wop blog, and there's a video of the Piping of the Haggis, though I realize now after being informed by a friend of mine that I spelled Haggis wrong, but it really doesn't take anything away from the whole thing, and the video gives a pretty good rendition of what the Piping of the Haggis was. And yes, that fat guy in the plaid sweater carrying the dirk, that was yours truly. How many listeners out there have ever been to a Robbie Burns party? They've been going on for over 250 years, and I'm going to try, I hope, to get a Burns talk on video on the show. You know, actually, I could take that Burns talk and I could put it on here as a record. That would be something. Maybe I can try that for next Tuesday. But I've been on here 22 minutes now, and I haven't had so much as a hint of a call. If I don't get something soon, I don't know if I'm going to stay on till 10 o'clock. But the Burns party was a lot of fun. And to be quite frank, it destroyed the whole rest of the weekend. My daughter's back at university, so if you're listening out there, it's a shout-out to you and all the other people in Towson, Maryland, who just may have picked up the show and are listening, although I'm sure that my daughter would never spread the word. But it sure did snow out here today. But work is going pretty well. How is your work going? How is school going now that we're well into the second semester? How's it going for everybody out there? I got 5 lines open, 347-945-6713. Just give me a call. Last week, by this time, we were cooking up a storm, although it was election night. There's a lot of people said they're going to try to come, I guess. I guess I just couldn't do it because it doesn't appear to be anybody here. Hey, Greg, if you're out there, pick up the phone, 301-908-2996. Carol, if you remembered, there's 5 lines open. You can give us a call here at Norm at Night. What's going on in your world? How is it affected by what's going on in the world of politics in America, in the world of Washington, D.C.? I know one person's come off the unemployment rolls and is now back working in the banking industry. A shout-out to Dave. Cousin Paul, I haven't heard from you in a while. Emil, Dimitri, Stephen, you're all out there. Y'all got messages. How about the show? If anybody wants to call, you've got 5 lines open, 301. Giving my cell phone number out again. It's 347-945-6713. All my music files, I'm afraid, are just Christmas carols. I need to get rid of those babies and get some other good songs on. I don't know. Maybe we can, let me see if I can't get some music on here in the background. Anybody seen any good Facebook videos yet out on the line? I really don't have anything to talk about tonight, and it's kind of disappointing. Somehow, I really thought the Rush Limbaugh thing was going to wake some people up, but I guess it isn't. So I'm going to try here. http://. Does anybody know out there? If I find the music on YouTube, does that mean that it's pod safe and that I can play it on Blog Talk Radio? I'm not really sure. But what I'm going to try to do is try to put a show on here that I hope I like. Well, everybody knows I like Flogging Molly. And maybe I can just find a good song here. Anybody, where's my, I don't know. I'm just losing it tonight. There doesn't appear to be any callers. I was hoping somebody would call and talk to me about the Burns Party. Anybody with me happened to be with me at that Burns party on, gosh, it's amazing how many Flogging Molly songs there are out here. All I want is Rebels, you know, because I do like that song. Let's see if we got, here we go. There's nothing like this song. You're on the air with Norm. Go ahead. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead. 421, you're on the air. Hello. I lost that caller. I couldn't quite reel him in. Have I lost my connection? Hello? Well, I hope you call back, caller. I'm not sure. Can anybody hear me out there? I'm not sure. Ah. Okay, I'm back on the air. I got a call coming in. There's my old faithful. Go ahead. I got you on the air.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. I lost my cell connection, and now I'm back.
Oh, battery problems again, or?
Well, no. I don't know. I was trying to play some Flogging Molly, and I'm not entirely sure what happened. Why don't you give us a call here? I'm back. 301-900. There goes the cell number again.
Yeah,
No, don't be calling that number. Call 347-945-6713. And I got four lines open. So what's going on out there on the West Coast these days?
Oh, well, we're, maintaining. I'm doing some cooking tonight, and I just decided to take a break from it, so,
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's only 6 o'clock out there. That's right. So what are you cooking?
Oh, red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice.
Yeah, I got my own little recipe with, hot links and peppers, onions. I throw all kinds of stuff in there. I make it. It's a little spicy for most people, but
Hey, it's not worth eating. I had linguine and clams tonight, homemade, right there on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate way too much.
Yeah, when I was back in Buffalo, they were big on clams. I got my sister came home with there was 10 pounds of them, and just hit them in this big pot, and everyone sat around eating them and dumping hot sauce on them, and I was like, I was good for about 6 of them, but they just kept going. They were
How are your sisters?
Mm. Well, Linda's pretty good. She's been on disability for quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
And she lives with my mom. And they live out in Cheektowaga. Off of William Street.
Uh-huh.
Dawn passed away back in...
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that was kind of rough. She had a long fight with breast cancer. And,
oh, that's too bad.
She battled it for about 8 years, and anyway, towards the end, I know she was in a lot of pain and she was getting tired,
You're right, absolutely, and that it's really interesting. It always is. Bothered me a little bit that when somebody gets sick, they call it a fight or a battle. And somehow it just never really struck me as that.
Well, for her it was. She still had, two daughters. And she lost her husband in an accident, auto accident. She was still raising two girls on her own. And, so when I say it's a fight, I mean she wanted to,
No, I understand.
For them, to get them at least of age where they go to school and all that, out of school and such.
So where do they live now?
They're both in Buffalo. Let me think. Amy.
They're grown up.
Yeah, well, Amy went to RIT.
Really?
Yeah, and she works, she's a media director for some charity that's related to the University of Buffalo.
Uh-huh, in Buffalo.
Yeah. And Megan is at Madai College, and she's studying child psychology.
Really?
So now they're both moving into an apartment together, over on Linwood, so it's fairly close to the college.
Oh, near the college.
Yeah, exactly. So that's more or less it. I think they just moved in probably this month, probably within the last week or so. And so that's about it. Now, they're doing well as far as I can see.
Well, good.
Let's see, I got various other nieces and nephews, they're all around the place, So, Jake is my brother Gary's youngest son, and and he's like a wrestling star at whatever school that is in Cheektowaga, and he's, you know, he's turning it into a pretty bright kid. So, I see him like every 2 years, you know. In fact, I'm...
That's how often you go back, huh?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, I keep up with him on, like, MySpace and what have you, you know. So.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't go back very often now, especially since Mom and Dad are dead.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, although my brother just got a new job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was unemployed he goes unemployed for a while and keeps threatening to never go to work again, but he gets bored.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah.
It's cool when you can do it, I mean, voluntarily.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting, but he had a heart attack a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just a freak. Essentially, it shouldn't happen. He was pretty, you know, I mean, he was... You know, he was healthy and went running and had great cholesterol numbers, and there's no history of heart attacks in the family, just a freak lot.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and he's lucky he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
But apparently now he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, we got some lines open here, folks. Call in, tell us what's going on in your world. Don't just listen to us have a little talk fest here. So are you on Rush Limbaugh's side or Barack Obama's side?
Oh, I listen to Rush sometimes in the morning. If I'm working outside, you know, I put up, we have one major news channel, KFBK, on the radio. So I have a little Sony stereo outside here. So I'll listen to him while I'm working, you know. Eventually I get tired of it. Limbaugh's kind of an asshole these days, isn't he? So, I mean, more so than...
Aren't we all?
So,
all?
He's like, you know, I hope he fails and this and that. And, you know, give the guy at least a year, you know, he's...
Well, you know, I mean, you got to be fair here. I hope George Bush failed at every turn.
Well, see, this is the thing, you know, where I used to, you know, disagree with people on Iraq. You know, I'd say, well, you know, I don't agree with the reasons we were there. I think it's totally fraudulent, and yes, I think we should get out as soon as possible. But as long as we, you know, once that first boot... American boot land set foot on that soil, it's our war now. You know, it's not Bush's war. So you're still required to do the things you have to do as honorably as possible with the, you know, minimize the damage, all the rest of it, you know.
Well, so, you know what? If you can put your boot down, you can pick your boot up.
Well, exactly. But you know what I'm saying is that, you know, and you notice that the anti-war movement never exactly took shape, you know.
Well, that's because most people weren't having to fight the war.
Well, yeah, that's certainly true, you know.
You know, how can you help the war effort? Go shopping!
He actually said
that. Yeah, I mean, I still can't get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Only in America. Four lines open. You want to join in on this? So it looks like Barack's going to stay there at least 16 months.
I say
call up Petraeus and leave next week.
Yeah, well, I pretty much called it in there. It was like, okay, whether he's in or not, it's going to end about the same way, which is generally true, I think, you know. So, now what he's going to do in Afghanistan is anybody's guess.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting thing. I've been doing some reading about the rivalry the British and the Russians had over Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
For the greater part of the 19th century, they called it the Great Game, and it was really pretty interesting. Two British armies went into Afghanistan and got their asses kicked twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what happened to the Russians on their last trip in.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why anybody thinks it's going to be any different for us.
Yeah, well, the British had a saying, and it was always, you know, save the last bullet for yourself. Because you didn't want to be captured by those people. And
by the Afghans, that's right. You know,
and the Russians certainly found that out. They, there were incredible atrocities that occurred there. Just
on both sides.
Yeah, well, the Mujahideen had a habit of skinning people alive. That was their favorite.
Yes, so it was.
And
we were on their side.
Well, yeah, we were supplying them with whatever they needed.
We're now fighting the people we were allies with.
And if they didn't get the shoulder-launched rockets, they couldn't knock those HIND Russian
helicopters out of the sky.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there's still tons of them over there. So if you're out there listening, is Barack right? He's going to send 3 more brigades by the end of summer to Afghanistan. What do you think about that out there? Asia's on the other side of the world. Maybe it's time to just pack our bags and let them grow dope.
Well, there's been some talk, and I think it's not exactly the worst idea, that we just buy all their drugs. if we buy all the opium crop, we just say, hey, bring it to us, we'll take care of it. I mean, you keep it off the market, the money doesn't go to the Taliban.
Unbelievable.
And
you buy all this dope.
And now you've got good relations with all these farmers and villages, because you're the...
And great heroin.
You've got the whole thing working for you there, and I don't know what you can do, whatever you want with it.
Speaking of that.
I mean, it has commercial value of some, obviously, sell it to our people. I don't know.
I saw 2 great movies over the weekend, which I'd seen before. But I three actually. I almost forgot. Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky 1 is really not a bad movie.
Yeah, there's I think, I forget what channel, but they did all the Rockies. 1, 2,
right, 3, AMC. 5. I watched 1 and a little bit of 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I also saw a great movie. It was a great novel, too. Clear and Present Danger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I topped it off with The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that film. I mean...
I really... the first time I saw it was pretty quick after I had read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the book, and I didn't think the film did as good a job as the book.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the book for a long time, the film was all right.
Yeah, it was, there was plenty of creepiness to it. I mean, the church and the whole thing was pretty
bizarre.
Well,
the church is pretty creepy.
And then the family that just sort of appeared, they were all the descendants of
Jesus.
Mary Magdalene. And, there was just, much like an Oliver Stone film, it just weaves this conspiracy web all around the place, and it's
anybody out there, you want to call in and join in with us? I know all my Catholic friends, when I even mention the Da Vinci Code, you guys probably all break out in rashes. Why don't you give us a call at 301? Oh, there I go again at 347-945-6713. Let me check the chat session, see if anybody's, I don't even know how to do that. Just hold on. Ah, there we go. Oh, my, our buddy from, hey, there's a guest on there. Go ahead, guest. How are you? You're on the chat line. Type something. Say hello. What do you think of the Da Vinci Code? But you know what was better than the Da Vinci Code, I always thought, was Angels and Demons.
I read that
first, and I just thought it was much better than the Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I just remember that detective movie or novel by Umberto Eco, The Name of the Rose. I like that too. But that's just me, you know. Hey, guest 4991. I wondered who you are. Give us a call. You've been on since 11 minutes into the show.
With films like Da Vinci, you know, it's like, okay, they're playing with what the facts are, or let's say what the biblical story is. And for, let's say, like all of the historical dramas, what we call costume dramas. I don't know if you watched any of The Tudors on HBO.
I did not.
Okay.
Did not.
You watch it, and you and I are more or less aficionados of, you know, that era, English.
Uh-huh.
And the factual errors are just grotesque. It's one after the other. And these people will screw at the drop of a, you know, hat, wherever they felt like it. And I'm sorry.
Not a whole lot's changed, folks.
Yeah, well, I don't think that went on to the extent that it did in Henry's Castle.
I don't know. There's not much else to do. Don't ask me why that reminded me. That lady dropped 8 babies out there on your side part of the world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of them were, there was one that was under 2 pounds. They were just very tiny things, little 3 pounds, 2 pounds, whatever.
Well, you have 8 of them. Most people carry a 9-pound baby on average.
Yeah.
So if you have 8 of them, they're all going to weigh a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the lady says she's going to breastfeed them all. She must have some big Zumbas.
Being cats, they can't handle that many kids.
God, when they start getting teeth, I feel sorry for the poor lady.
I don't know what to say about this. Now, was she on some sort of fertility drug
They won't say her name.
Yeah.
They won't even say if she's black or white.
Well, let's face it, the female body is not equipped to handle, do these things. You know, this is not a natural event by any means, you know. So.
Right. I agree. 8, it's, I guess it's only the second one.
Yeah.
Maybe the second one where they lived.
Yeah, because in the old days, these things got to be able to hang onto your hair when you're running through the woods, so, you know.
Oh, jeez. Hang onto your hair.
Well,
oh, my Lord. I can't believe he said that, Ben.
Well, maybe they had more fur. I don't know. It's one of
them. I'm having trouble finding the show here. I lost my switchboard.
No.
Anyway, let me go back to error. I got a server error. Where's my switchboard? Here it's coming back. Oh, you're still on there. And those 4 lines are still open. Hey, I had somebody else calling earlier, and I think the phone went dead when I was trying to connect you. So if you're out there, remember now, give us a call, 347-945-6713. Oh, I did go see the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Gran Torino.
Oh, is that a great movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Made me think of Kenny's GTO.
Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, I'm not, we had a homecoming parade, and this woman's husband, well, one of the ladies who works at the school, her husband has got a mint GTO, and it was in the parade, and that immediately I thought of your brother Kenny and his GTO.
Yeah. Yeah, I, well, like I said, I, you know, I don't, I always, the only information I get about him is secondhand these days, so he was never one to call anybody, you know, so.
Uh-huh. Did they get a deer this year?
Actually, no, I don't think, I think they spent most of their time drinking and playing cards. My brother, Gary was out there, and Gary said that, that he was like the only one who really went out and did any kind of tracking. And I don't know if they were just too loaded to find anything, or, you know, or there's just a you know, maybe the population is smaller this year. That's always a possibility.
Well, we got about 8 minutes left, folks, so if you're going to call in, 301-908-2996 is my cell phone. And you want to call me after the show, go right ahead, because I won't be answering, because the battery's probably going to be dead.
Yeah.
But if you give me a call at 347-945-6713, we'll have you right on the air.
Yeah,
with
tell me, you're using your telephone for this connection. Aren't you able to, let's say, utilize Skype or just a headphone and microphone on your PC and conduct the whole thing that way?
I probably could. I just haven't sat down to figure it out. And it's not computer to computer, it turns out. So I'd have to buy the Skype service.
Oh, okay. Well, it's $2.95.
$3 a month, you know. I mean, I've been meaning to do it. It's just a question of getting into it. I was actually going to put on an announcement canceling this show because I was, until the snow came today, I was supposed to be making a presentation, well, it'll be over by now, to the Board of Trustees at the school on the state of technology at the school.
Oh, okay. So you're like the IT master over there?
Well, yeah, I'm officially the Director of Technology Integration.
Okay.
And that's my title. Oh, gosh. Well, it was better than my last school where I did essentially the same thing. They called me the Technology Curriculum Coordinator.
Now, do you have to maintain their
No,
their
I don't
network,
do
servers.
No, I don't do hardware.
Oh, okay, cool.
I help teachers use what we have. The problem is it never works, and they blame me.
Oh.
Well, I shouldn't say it never works, you know. They need to get a new ad, and what happens is very often, I got to be careful here, I am on the air, what happens is people don't want to use things, so if they don't work perfectly well, they just say it's broken. They don't try to make it work.
Oh, okay, well that, that requires it. Yeah, there's a certain commitment you have to make if you... Anyone who's bought new software, new computer, whatever it is, you know.
Right, exactly. Nobody's
buggy,
and
that's the way they are, you know. So,
you know, and they only will use it exactly how you tell them to use it, and you know, it's not always the best way to use the software, and you have to discover new things about it. But we're making a lot of progress, and. It's really interesting. It really was fun doing this thing because you don't realize how much you do use all the digital tools around the school. I really don't like calling it technology.
Well, I remember, let's see, I haven't done it in a few years, but I was doing some classes with the community college here.
Uh-huh.
And, most, even the ones that were in class, whether you did some of them were completely online, and other ones were like 50-50.
Uh-huh.
But you had to have an account, and they used a, it was a system called Blackboard.
And yes, yes.
It was perfect. I mean, the way to communicate with your instructor, communicate with the rest of the class.
Yeah, a lot of people like Blackboard.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, it's fine, except, wait a minute here. If you're out there, hey, guest, if you're out there, just give me a call. Scott, or type, do something. Hey, what was the guy's name from Halifax? But there's actually, to change the subject back to what we were talking about, there's another... Blackboard's just way too expensive.
Hmm.
And there's stuff out there that's as good or better that's just absolutely free. Right. There was class management software written actually by a bunch of people, but the prime mover was a guy from Australia. It's called Moodle. And it's absolutely free.
Uh-huh.
And it is, it's very well done, and I like it a lot. In fact, we were using it at the last school that I was at. Well, we got about 3 minutes left here, fans. That's 347-945-6713. Hop in on the call. You know, I just read something in the paper today that online courses among high school students are just exploding because school just, for the most part, school sucks. School is a horrible place to be.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. You know, I remember, well, especially the schools in Buffalo, not a one of them had any air conditioning. I mean, and, you know, the other two... towards the last years I was at Kensington, I mean, first, remember we used to have hall monitors?
Yes.
After that, we had private security. And
yes,
after they got beat up, then we had police. I mean, that was, you know.
That's right. The police brought the first guns into school.
And then they would lock all the doors except the front door, and they had police at the door. And we were having riots there, what? It was almost a weekly event, you know, that was...
Right, that was 40 years ago. Imagine
yeah.
what it's like now.
Mm.
God,
well,
we're old.
You know,
we're old when you say, remember 40 years ago in high school? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the thing here is that, you know, I mean, I'm in a very, how shall we say, it's a suburban area, fairly new development all through. And these schools are pretty high-end. They don't have that many problems. So we have one new school. It's called the Intercombe School, High School. And adjacent to it, it's going to be a campus. So you have the high school. Then we're going to have an annex, a large annex of a community college. And in the middle of that will be a huge library that everyone will use. And the idea is a transition from high school right up to second-year college. You know.
And we're going to end on this note tonight. And I'm going to say goodbye to all my callers. I'll give you a call on a regular. We'll let Max Rabby take us to the end tonight. And this is Norm. I'll see you all later. I'll see you later, Carl.
Okay,
all right, bye.
I'm catching the idea. I'm sitting in the clear. Cause no one wants me near. House to range that everyone I spoke. Thought I was telling them a joke. Cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that
and this is Norm saying goodbye.
Some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. Bye. us no one calls. Why can't somebody just give me a ring?